Learning, a Habit with Lifetime Benefits by Dr. Barbara Plasker. Lifelong learning is part of my DNA, so much so that I've asked my kids to put still learning on my tombstone. I'm 78 years old now. I don't know if I'll live to be 100, but I do know that as I age, I will keep on learning. Learning challenges, energizes, and lifts me up. As a life coach, I bring over 40 years of experience challenging, encouraging, and supporting my clients to go for their dreams and watch them come home to themselves. They learn what to let go of and what to go for. When I was 56, I completed my doctorate in adult education. I was 64 when I was hired for my last job as a public health educator and retired at 75. I finished my first book, Simple Ways to Transform Your Life, Lessons Learned by a Late Bloomer, when I was 77. In order to learn how to write and publish my book, I had to invest in myself. I realized if I wanted to fulfill my dream of sharing my story and the lessons I learned along the way, I needed help and invested in myself. I signed up for Steve Harrison's Quantum Leap program and got all the help I needed. Malcolm Knowles, known as the father of adult education, called adults self-directed learners. People who pursue their need to know by researching the topics that interest them. Learning doesn't have to be formal. You don't need to attend a learning institution to follow your dreams, unless your career aspirations require formal education. Through the years, I've invested in personal growth seminars, such as Toastmasters International, which provides a supportive and positive learning experience in which members are empowered to develop communication and leadership skills, resulting in greater self-confidence and personal growth. When I wanted to improve my writing skills, I joined the International Women's Writing Guild. During their summer conferences, I honed my skills at intensive writers' workshops. Too many of us have unfulfilled dreams. Too many women have not learned to use their voices or have disempowered themselves, especially those who were raised before the women's movement. On my Facebook page, I post stories about late bloomers who learned how to empower themselves and change their lives. Men can be stuck, as well. There is an article on my FB page called A Letter to the Late Bloomers by the Good Man Project. Check it out. Opportunities to learn are all around us. Whether you want to improve your golf game or learn to play the piano, it's never too late. I've taken tennis lessons, art classes, letting my intuition guide me. What is your dream? Would you like to sing in a choir, learn to play an instrument, or join a band? Get your degree? Learn to swim? Try something new? Learning something new in the good times can help you cope or change directions when the unexpected stops you in your tracks. You've learned that you can learn. If you are troubled by thoughts like I'm not smart enough, I'll make a fool of myself, people will judge me or make fun of me, take one step at a time and you'll find yourself inspiring yourself. Those of us who want guarantees and certainty may be invested in staying in our comfort zone. But there are no guarantees in life. Learning something new in the good times can help you cope or change direction when the unexpected stops you in your tracks. You've learned that you can learn.